Welcome everyone to Let's Talk Packaging, the show where we peel back the layers on everything from clamshells to corrugated boxes. I'm your host, Alec, and I'm thrilled you're here. Today, we're putting on our detective hats and investigating a classic crime scene in the food industry. Picture this, a grocery store aisle, a product failing on the shelf. We're talking soggy salads, leaky fruit containers, maybe some foggy film over what should be pristine berries. Who's the first suspect dragged into the interrogation room? It's always the packaging. But what if the packaging is being framed? What if it's an innocent bystander in a much larger conspiracy of temperature, handling, and machinery? To help us crack the case, we have an absolute expert in the field. Please give a warm welcome to Abby, a senior packaging procurement specialist for a major national food business. She's seen it all. Abby, thanks for joining the investigation.
Thanks for having me, Alec. It's a topic I deal with almost every day, so I'm excited to dive in. And framed is the perfect word for it. The container is often just the messenger that gets blamed.
Oh no, that's a bad start to the week.
Oh, it's always a five-alarm fire. I remember one time I got a call first thing Monday morning from a major client. The subject line of the email was just "urgent failure" in all caps. The worst. They said our new line of fresh-cut fruit containers were all leaking. Not just a few, all of them. They were pulling product from the shelves across an entire region and threatening to scrap our contract. It was a potential catastrophe.
Wow, so what's your first move? Do you start redesigning the container in your head?
The old me would have, but experience teaches you to pause and ask questions. The knee-jerk reaction is to defend your product, to say, "We tested this, it can't be us," but that just creates conflict. Instead, the first thing I did was get on a plane.
You went there in person?
Yes, I felt I had to, because the packaging is the most visible thing. It's the easiest scapegoat. If watermelon chunks are swimming in juice, the simple conclusion is a faulty container. But the simple conclusion is rarely the right one. The product's journey is an epic saga.
So you're on site playing detective. What's the first clue you look for? What's the number one villain in the story?
Temperature. It is always, always the first suspect. We call it the temperature trap.
I've heard retail refrigeration systems described as the drama queens of the food world. Is that fair?
It's more than fair. They are incredibly temperamental, and a deviation of just a few degrees, something that seems minor, can cause a total system breakdown that presents as a packaging failure.
So, walk me through that. How can 2 or 3 degrees make food mold or a container leak?
It's all about dew point and pressure. Let's say your product is stored in a 34 degree Fahrenheit back room. Then it's moved to a retail display case that's running at 40 degrees. That 6 degree difference is huge. The air inside the sealed container is cold. The air outside is warmer. This causes condensation or fog on the inside of the lid. First, this ruins the visual appeal. Customers see fog and think not fresh.
Okay, so that's the aesthetic problem. But the leaks?
That condensation can pool around the rim of the container. If the seal isn't designed for fresh produce, that water can find its way out. It's not product juice leaking, it's often just condensation escaping. On top of that, the temperature change alters the pressure inside the container, which can put stress on the seal itself.
That makes so much sense. So in that all caps email story, was temperature the culprit?
After visiting a few stores, we placed our own temperature monitors in their coolers. We found that their front-facing displays were running almost 10 degrees warmer than their own specs required, especially during the day when doors were being opened constantly. The packaging in the back of the cooler was fine. The packaging at the front was failing.
The clue was inconsistency. But we're not blaming the customers for packaging failures, right?
Exactly. We're not blaming them or trying to be defensive. Sometimes the container design is sound and the problem is simply environmental.
That's a fantastic story, but it's not just the dramatic refrigerators. Let's talk about the human factor and process variation. The human factor being me picking up a package of strawberries, turning it upside down, shaking it, and putting it back.
You are part of it, yes. We call it consumer interaction, and it's basically thousands of little stress tests happening every day that we can't control. But the bigger issues often happen on the processing side, before it even gets to the store.
So you're talking about more than just customers. What about the journey from the truck to the shelf, the stockroom staff, the people setting up the displays?
Sure, most plastic containers are stacked, and a machine called a denester uses vacuum suction to pick one up at a time. If that suction's off for some reason, it can cause a container to crack or even fail on the line. Then the container gets filled, sealed, and shipped. Everything looks fine, but that tiny, invisible crack becomes a weak point. A little pressure from stacking or a temperature shift, and suddenly you have a leak. It looks like a faulty container, but the root cause was a machine setting 100 steps back up the line.
So how do you even diagnose something like that? It sounds like finding a needle in a haystack.
Audits, routine calibration checks, are not just paperwork. They are your best defense against these wild goose chases. And it's why a strong partnership is so important. A good supplier can come in and say, "Let's check the calibration on your sealing machine. Is the temperature correct? Is the pressure even?" It's not about blame, it's about process control.
This all seems to circle back to one core idea. Stop the blame game and start collaborating.
That is the entire secret. The traditional model is adversarial. The retailer calls the processor with a problem. The processor calls me. I call my engineers. Everyone is in defense mode, trying to prove it's not their fault.
And while everyone's defending their turf, the problem is still happening and money is being lost.
Precisely. The modern successful approach is a diagnostic partnership. The goal isn't to assign fault, it's to find the root cause and fix the system together.
So how do you build that partnership, especially when tensions are high?
It starts with the first response. Instead of saying, "Our specs show the container is fine," you say, "That sounds serious. Let's work together to figure this out. What are you seeing? Can you send photos? Can we walk a store together?" You make it clear you're on their team.
It's about being a consultant, not just a vendor.
100%. It also means you have to have your own house in order with testing. And I don't mean just lab testing. You need to validate your packaging for the real world.
What kind of real-world testing involves?
It means simulating the entire journey. We'll put packaged product on a vibration table that simulates a truck ride. We'll put it through multiple temperature cycles, from 34 degrees to 45 and back again. We'll do drop tests. We'll leave it under heat lamps. It's not about creating an indestructible package. It's about understanding its limits so we can give our clients the right guidance for handling.
This has been incredibly enlightening. The takeaway for me is that when you see a packaging issue, you have to resist the urge to jump to the obvious conclusion.
Absolutely. The first questions shouldn't be about the container. They should be, what are the temperature logs? How is this product being handled? Is the performance consistent across all locations? You have to ask what's really happening behind the scenes.
Because if you do that, you might find the packaging is doing its job perfectly, and the real fix, the more permanent fix, lies somewhere else in the chain.
And that's not a setback, that's progress. Because when you uncover the real cause, you can make improvements that strengthen the entire supply chain. You prevent the problem from ever happening again.
And you turn a crisis into a stronger relationship.
That's the biggest win of all. When you solve a tough problem with a partner, you build a level of trust that you just can't get any other way.
Abby, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and pulling back the curtain on the complex world of packaging.
It was my pleasure, Alec. Thanks for the great conversation.
That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. Join us next time as we unbox the latest trends in sustainable materials and find out if your compostable cup is actually compostable. Until then, stay curious.